So I feel like I haven't seen you all in a while, and I always forget, like, you guys didn't know I was gone. I do have a life between Sundays. So when you see me on Sunday and you don't see me again until another Sunday, I actually got the chance to go for a few days to the beach, and I had this experience a few times. I love building sandcastles or sand things, whatever, Coliseum, sand. I'm not very good at it, but with time, it gets better. So when you start, at least when I start, you start just piling sand together, usually wet sand and water, and it's just a mess. And like 1,000 times people pass by and say, hey, what are you doing? It's just a pile of sand. And it's only at the end when they see my glorious, amazing, six building castle with bridges and tunnels, then like, oh, that's what you were doing. That's amazing, Father. At least I tell myself that. Anyway, but today our Lord is explaining a little bit, and we can ask ourselves, what was Jesus all about? What was he doing? What is the goal of Jesus coming, being born in a manger, living 30 years in Nazareth, doing nothing but a carpenter's job, and then 3 whole years of preaching, then he dies, then he rises from the grave, then he ascends into heaven, then he's gone. What did he do? What was it all for? He talked about this kingdom. What is this kingdom, this gathering, this church? What's it supposed to look like? How come I don't see it? And I think we can all relate to moments when we kind of scratch our heads, whether we are Christians or Catholics or Jews or Muslims or atheists. We're like, hey, that Jesus thing, I mean, that's nice, good ideas. But like, I mean, I would have expected this perfect, glorious world where there's no more evil, no more death, no more suffering, no more sin in my sinful friends and enemies, no more sin in my own heart. Where is there going to be still sin? Anybody still sin? But does your sister still sin? She sure does. You better believe it. So what is it? Like Jesus, did you accomplish anything? Like, what's the deal? And I think it's worth all of us like listening to what he's saying as he explains that kingdom of God. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. I kind of get a kick out of the fact that after he finishes these 3 parables, the weeds and the wheat, the mustard seed, and the yeast and the dough, the apostles, like, I don't think they really understood the yeast and the mustard seed, but they're like, hey, that one of the weeds and the wheat, help us understand that one. You were explaining evil, weren't you? How come there's still evil and suffering and death? How come your glorious people haven't triumphed and all the world come to your holy city, Lord? What is this weed that's around your wheat? Didn't you plant good seed? What happened? Like, they're asking the question that we all ask. Like, if you're a good God and you're in charge of the world, I mean, I see a lot of weeds. I see a lot of evil. Like, we ask that question. They ask that question. I appreciate the apostles helping us out. They ask the questions we wanted to ask. So I'm pondering as our Lord is explaining the church. He's explaining the kingdom. He's explaining what he came to do. And we want to say, oh, church, like it's that thing you go to on Sundays, it's the building with people and they sing and the Father preaches forever and ever, and that's it, check, that's the church, period. I understand. Or it's the Pope in Rome and the bishops and the priests and some nuns here and there and the holy people, that's the church, check, got it. No, what's the church? And he used stories and you could say models to try to like elaborate elements of the mystery of the church, but no one of those stories can encompass the whole thing. It is a mystery. And when you try to understand the kingdom of God and the church and what we are, it's a mystery. It's hard to get your mind around it. And bear with me, just kind of elaborating perhaps what he was trying to do. And by the way, I didn't get sunburned as badly on the beach this time, but I do feel like the sun got to me. So my mind didn't, I was trying to put these thoughts together and I'm not sure how they came out. So just bear with me. But there's that game that you used to play where you would like make statements and you would like you're trying to get the other person to guess who you are. Like, who am I? I'm this, I'm that, I'm who am I? And so I had that going in my head for some reason. And so I was pondering this, but we'll play that game a little bit. What am I? I'm a mystery. I'm an enigma. You understand some of me, but you rarely comprehend all of me. I am grasped by the childlike, but hidden from the intelligent. What am I? I'm among you, invisible in your midst, but I am beyond you, more invisible than visible. The Master inaugurated me as an insignificant mustard seed band of brothers and sisters in nowhere Palestine, and yet today I'm a global network to spread Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. What am I? I am all holiness, love, truth, goodness, justice and mercy like golden wheat ripe for the harvest. And yet I am also mixed with weeds, impure, unjust, self-seeking, lustful, greedy, and corrupt. My true children strive to love their neighbor and forgive their enemy. We have founded hospitals to heal, schools to teach, food pantries to nourish. And yet I have other children in me who are not fully mine. Because of them, I am known for scandal, abuse, corruption, hypocrisy, elitism, and extremism of every kind. What am I? I stand for truth, wisdom, and innocence, yet I am condemned as an enemy of progress. I am small and growing imperceptibly in the soul of every baptized infant. And I am the temple of God's almighty presence, built on living stones, the heroic and world-changing life and witness of the greatest saints. What am I? I am in the world, that dough of three measures of wheat flour, yet I am not of the world. Rather, I was sent like leaven in that dough, to transform every heart in the world through God's love and truth. I was not sent to fit in, but to stand out and to lead. What am I? I am beset by human weakness and sinfulness for over 2,000 years, and yet resilient and indomitable by the power of God. And I will not be silent, and the gates of hell have not prevailed against me. What am I? I am composed of fallible, sinful human beings, brothers and sisters in Christ, and yet I am infallible in my teaching and grace, in faith and morals, a sure rock of truth and light, sealed by the Holy Spirit. My treasure is God's priceless gift, which all are invited to turn to and receive. Yet many hear my call, but reject my invitations, unheeding, and they pass me by. And then they accuse me of rejecting them. For liberals, I seem too conservative, too closed-minded, too rigid, too structured. For conservatives, I seem too open-minded, too open to sinners, too diverse, too willing to seek common ground. What am I? To mankind, I am a mystery. To Christ, I am the Father's gift, the bride betrothed to Him. What am I? I am the kingdom of God. I am the church. I am the church militant on earth. I am the mustard seed. I am the yeast in the dough. I am the wheat among the weeds still mixed. I am the church suffering in purgatory, the church triumphant in glory that has reached the end and the harvest has come for me. I am the visible ambassador of the risen Christ in our midst. I am a Catholic. I am a Christian. I'm a member of the one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, carrying in this earthen clay vessel treasures of heaven. I will be true to who I am, to what I'm called to be. So for what it's worth, I don't know if it helps, it does anything for you. Maybe I was just kind of sleeping, but it is an invitation to ponder, do we realize the mystery that we are? What it means to be church, to be the kingdom of God, what Christ inaugurated has begun, and even though we have not yet reached the fullness, do we realize even now grace at work in our midst? Kinsley, do you know who you are? Yes, Kinsley knows who she is. She's awake. But to ponder that mystery a little bit, to delve deep into the difficulty, the challenge, and in a world today that doesn't understand, to realize I'm called to be one who's misunderstood by the world, not fit into the world. One who's called to stand out. Do I realize what it means to be that church? When I come to a Mass and it seems kind of nice and sort of plain, but do I realize that heaven is touching earth and I'm in heaven right now? I'm in the kingdom right now. The way He described it. Not the way I might have thought of it or imagined it. And it's in a progress. It's moving towards a fullness, but it's not there yet. And I play a role in that journey. Do I realize what I am? We ask the Blessed Mother who watched her son toil so hard and pay such a high price to start this kingdom of God on earth, this church to which you and I are members, many members in one body, that she would help us to understand and be faithful to what we are called to be. Not sell ourselves short, much less sell the world short. What am I? May we be renewed in that identity and that fundamental belonging as one body in holy communion to the mission of Jesus Christ in the world today. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.